This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Amy Cummings, last name Cummings, Amy, A-M-Y. Place was Mission Point of Flint. Date was October 12, 2022. Paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Cummings is a 46-year-old woman who's single and who was living with her brothers. New paragraph chief complaint. Cellulitis, and she was in the hospital for recent pneumonia and respiratory failure, and she's here for rehab, period. New paragraph history of present illness. She states she was admitted to the hospital mainly for cellulitis, period. She thinks she may have had it about a month or so before she got to the hospital, period. She was treated with IV vancomycin, period. The cellulitis was quite severe, period. She came back to us to complete a course of IV vancomycin, which has been completed, but she still needs rehab, period. During her hospitalization, she had pneumonia, and that went into respiratory failure, period. She said she was not on the ventilator, period. In the hospital, they used vancomycin and Zosyn and used compression stockings because she has chronic lymphedema, period. They use Tramadol and Tylenol for pain, period. She had thrombocytosis and leukocytosis and anemia, felt to be due to a reactive process, period. That has improved, period. She had, I was felt to have a stage 3 pressure injury also in her leg, which has been treated, period. They used a waffle bed and a sacral cushion, period. She became weak in general, period. Thus, she needs a subacute rehab, period. She had hypertension, treated with lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, and she needed IV labetalol on a PRN basis, period. She used BiPAP for sleep apnea, period. To my knowledge, she doesn't have it here at the moment, period. She is on oxygen most of the time, period. She does have morbid obesity, which could be a complicating factor for some of her conditions, period. She is able to answer some simple questions, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chilled. Eye denies visual complaints. ENT denies earache or sore throat or hoarseness. Respiratory denies dyspnea or cough. Cardiovascular denies chest pain or palpitations. GI denies abdominal pain, vomiting, bleeding, or diarrhea. GU denies dysuria or hematuria or incontinence. Musculoskeletal, she has muscle aching of her legs. But denies arthralgias. Skin, she has redness of her legs, which could be a residual stage of dermatitis. CNS, no headaches, fainting, seizures, skin, endocrine, no excessive thirst or sweating, no polyuria or polydipsia, and she denies diabetes, period. In the paragraph, past history is positive for the recent cellulitis and pneumonia and respiratory failure, period. She has essential hypertension, morbid obesity, sleep apnea, pressure ulcer of the sacral region. New paragraph, family history. Both parents had congestive heart failure, and both parents had diabetes mellitus, and both parents had hypertension, period. Both parents are deceased, period. She has a brother with congestive heart failure, period. New paragraph, social history. She denies smoking or ethanol abuse, period. Who was living with her brother. New paragraph, medications. Lisinopril 20 milligrams PO daily. Lasix 20 milligrams PO daily. Ferrosulfate 325 milligrams daily. Aspirin 81 milligrams PO daily. Tramadol 50 milligrams daily as needed for moderate pain. Miconazole powder to the skin fold every 12 hours as needed. Allergies. He reported Benadryl allergy. But then there was also another section that said no known allergies, period. She actually is on Benadryl, so I doubt that there's an allergy, period. Oh, it's just Benadryl, no allergy, cancel. They had to say allergies, not known. An examination, she's obese, not as acutely ill, but debilitated. Blood pressure 121 over 64. Temperature 97.8, pulse 69. Respiratory rate 19, oxygen saturation 98%, weight was 418 pounds. Head and neck, pupil didn't react to the light, eyelid and cutting time were normal, exocumen was normal, oral mucosa normal. Here's normal inspection, neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, no other lesions, the neck is supple. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation, period. Cardiovascular, normal as 1 is 2, no gout, no murmur. She has some chronic lymphedema, 3+. Abdomen, obese, soft, non-tenor, I could not palpate any organomegaly, period. CNS, cranial nerves, normal, sensation grossly intact. She can move her feet and legs and flex and extend them, and but she's a bit too weak to walk, period. Hand grip is good, period. Cranials are normal. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal, period. Knees have no acute inflammation or effusion. Hand grip is good. She's weak in general, period. Skin. Showed redness of the legs, but it's likely, I believe that this cellulitis has improved, period. The left buttock is being cleansed with saline and then try it patiently, leave open to air, period. There's a slight excoriation there, period. New paragraph assessment of plan one. Mrs. Cummings came to us on vancomycin, but that's been discontinued today, period. Two, she has had lower extremity cellulitis, and now there's redness, and they're wrapping it with Curlax after treating with saline, period. There's thickening of the skin, period. Three, she has chronic lymphedema, and I will continue Lasix 20 milligrams daily, period. Four, she has hypertension, which is controlled, and I will continue Lasix 20 milligrams daily. Five, she has morbid obesity. Six, she has a slight sacral ulcer. We're cleansing with saline, patting dry, and applying triad paste and leaving the air. Period. For pain, she's on tramadol 50 milligrams every 24 hours as needed, period. We're all continuing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.